Tim King died this week, and the 8chan thread about his passing has a specific quality that shows up when the community is paying tribute to foundational work rather than current events. King wrote Amiga DOS, the disk operating system for the Commodore Amiga, which launched in 1985. The Amiga was, for a window in the mid to late 1980s, technologically ahead of what both Apple and Microsoft were shipping. Its multitasking, audio and video capabilities were years ahead of the Mac and the IBM PC.
The 34 comments on the Tim King thread are mostly from people who actually used Amiga systems in their formative years, and they are reflecting on what it meant to have hardware that could do things no other consumer computer could do at the time. There's a particular kind of loss when a foundational engineer passes. The code remains, but the knowledge of why certain decisions were made, what the constraints were, what was tried and abandoned, that's irreplaceable.
The IBM PC 45th birthday story sits in the same emotional register. The piece being discussed covers the original IBM PC released August 12, 1981, and the Model F keyboard that came with the XD variant. If you've seen mechanical keyboard enthusiasts talk about the Model F, the reverence makes more sense when you understand that these keyboards were built to IBM's manufacturing standards from an era when IBM was the most rigorous hardware company in the world. The switches were designed to last hundreds of millions of keystrokes.
45 years from the IBM PC's introduction to where we are today with DeepSeek V4 Pro and 2 trillion parameter mixture of experts models. The computing stack has changed so completely that the continuity is almost philosophical rather than technical.
The Principia Mathematica piece is perhaps the most intellectually audacious thing on the board today, and it comes from Oleg Kislyov's site, someone whose work on functional programming and type systems is well respected in that community. The argument is that Whitehead and Russell's 1910 work is not just historically interesting, but actually contains insights that are fresh and underappreciated today, particularly in the context of type theory and the foundations of programming languages.
That's a bold claim about a book that most people know only as the famous work that took hundreds of pages to prove that 1 plus 1 equals 2. But Kislyov's point is that the type hierarchy Russell constructed to avoid paradoxes like the Russell paradox has direct descendants in modern dependent type systems and proof assistants. The connections aren't just historical, they are technically substantive.
The antiquifractor dispute is a genuinely delightful piece of history that I suspect landed on 8chan because it speaks to something the community cares about: how technological and political forces interact with cultural standards. The short version, 19th century Germany had a heated conflict between two typeface traditions, the Gothic fractor script and the Roman antiqua script. Nationalists associated fractor with German identity. Modernizers saw antiqua as the path to readability and international communication. The dispute lasted roughly a century and was eventually resolved by the Nazis in a counterintuitive way. They banned fractor in 1941 because they decided it was a Jewish invention, which is historically wrong but politically reveals how the typeface debate had become completely detached from any rational foundation.
The Lattice of Sets of Natural Numbers piece from Joel David Hamkins is more in the beautiful mathematics for its own sake category. Hamkins is a set theorist and philosopher of mathematics at Notre Dame, whose work on the set theoretic multiverse is genuinely influential. The Post argues that the collection of all subsets of the natural numbers, ordered by inclusion, has an extraordinarily rich structure. It contains copies of essentially every countable partial order. For people interested in the foundations of mathematics, it's a lovely result. For everyone else, it's a reminder that mathematicians are finding deep structures in the most elementary seeming objects.
And the punched card tabulator piece from IBM's own history archive covers Hermann Hollerith's invention, which was used to tabulate the 1890 U.S. Census. Hollerith's company eventually became part of IBM. The direct line from punched cards to the modern computer is real, and this piece documents it with primary source material. Given that we just celebrated the IBM PC's 45th birthday, The punched card story puts the whole arc in perspective, from counting census data with mechanical card sorting to running trillion-parameter language models in 4 decades.
There's something clarifying about spending time with these history pieces on the same day that 3 major AI labs are dropping new model checkpoints. The pace at which the fundamental capabilities are changing right now is not normal, even by computing standards.